Alex W. said, what's most exciting to me is how character relationships develop throughout the seasons and how they have started to paying off. Think of how many people in Dany's camp already know Sansa. Theon and Tyrion, who both have a lot of affection for her. There's also Lady Olenna, and to a lesser extent, Varys. Even Jon has connections. He and Tyrion seriously bonded on their journey to Castle Black. From the Starks' point of view, Tyrion was the only powerful man in a position to exploit Sansa, who decisively chose not to. He has now turned against her enemies, the Lannisters, in the most dramatic way imaginable. If Bran is in the mix by then, he'll be like, oh hey, it's Tyrion, the nice dwarf who made me a saddle. I don't think it'll be too hard to convince the Starks. They need only the most basic of sales pitches. If anything, Sansa will be upset that she didn't get to see Cersei burn, or that not enough of King's Landing was destroyed with it. What do you think about this political analysis of the Starks accepting Tyrion and the Targaryens and all that?
I guess there's not anything in that that stands out as wrong to me, necessarily, on the
it
face of it.
It does feel like it's going to be a meeting of, I want to say the meek, but they're not exactly meek, meeting of the losers.
Right, the lesser children.
This is the consolation bracket. They all got moved over to Essos, and now they're going to come to challenge the winner of the winner's bracket.
I mean, it seems like that's the case across the land, not just with those two families, but like everyone. Dany, yourself, like, right.